Money Show Explainer this evening, and that's how to greenify a gold mine. Now, Gold Fields became one of the first South African companies to announce that it would be building a solar farm at one of its facilities. This, the South Deep operation near Western Area in Gauteng. They announced, I think at the time, that they would do 20 megawatts of electricity. And since then, the government has announced they can do up to 100 megawatts, like any other company that needs to give itself a little bit of relief from Eskom power cuts. That good news this evening, by the way, if good news means still more power cuts. Eskom announcing that it will reduce load shedding to stage one from 10 o'clock this evening due to reduced weekend demand. And all things being equal, we should get load shedding suspended once again at 5 o'clock on Monday. And of course, very soon after that, no doubt, it'll be reimposed again as something else breaks. But Executive Vice President at Goldfields is Martin Preece. And this solar project has grown and grown and grown. Martin, good evening.
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your business, your listeners. We did start at 40, and we've obviously got the board approval to go to 50 now. And NERSA has given us the capacity to go to 60 eventually.
And it's wonderful to see that this sort of work is happening in your neck of the woods. Describe to me what it looks like, because you're not quite ready to flick the switch just yet, but you're not far off.
Certainly, Bruce. So we're planning to start bringing power in during the course of August and get it all up and running during quarter three. You know, the best way to describe it is we drive down the hill in the morning. We had a grasslands which turned into a sea of metal, and it's slowly turning into a sea of black panels. So it's very encouraging, very visible, and I think very exciting for us. We get to see it every morning going into the office.
It's 101,000 solar panels. How much space does that take up?
So we're going on 100 hectares, and as I said last time, that's just over 200 soccer fields. So it's a fair chunk of ground. It's certainly you wouldn't miss it driving past. And it's in terms of those panels, we've got 7 teams installing panels at about 2 minutes a panel at the moment. We're looking to get that down to 1 minute a panel. And they've got a big job between now and August to clip 101,000 panels in there. They've done 16,000 to date, and so we've still got a fair way to go.
How much are you spending on this project, Martin?
We've got a capital allocation of 715 million. We think we're going to land just under 700 million. And I think, fortunately, I heard you talking about inflation. We've only got 8% left to spend on the budget. So most of the spend is done already, and it's just the last bits and pieces to mop up now.
And how much are you going to save in terms of the Eskom electricity you will no longer use with this 50 megawatt facility that you're creating?
So when we justified the project, we were envisaging about 124 million rand a year of electricity savings. We can add another 8.5% to that given the recent Eskom tariff increase. So we're well over 130 odd million, 136 million rand of savings per annum.
Okay, and so this thing will then pay for itself within five and a half years.
Most definitely. Our payback period when we justified was just under 6 years. Obviously, with the tariff increases, that's I think on closer to 5 years now, and it's a very, very good business proposition for us.
What is the lifespan of a facility like this? You're putting these 101,000 solar panels in place. You've got 100 hectares under solar panels. What is the anticipated lifespan of those panels?
So we've modeled our business case in a 15 and a 25-year business case. We certainly think those panels have got potential beyond that, but part of the operating cost of the project would be to, as the panels degrade, we've made allowances every year to replace a certain percentage of panels so that we maintain the efficiency of the plant.
And that's going to be really important. And I wonder why you haven't gone up to the full 100 megawatts, which you're entitled to do in terms of the ruling that the president made probably a year ago now when he was off to the G7.
Bruce, right now we've only got capacity to absorb 50 megawatts at a given time, and that's why we pleased with the 60 megawatt allocation. And as we investigate storage, and we're also looking at wind turbines at the moment, we think wind turbines are most probably the next step for us. We would then increase. Obviously, wind turbines, the benefit is it gives us generating capacity all day, and our initial studies would indicate slightly better wind generation at night. So that's the time where we don't have renewables, and so that would be our first step, we think, and then we're looking at storage options as well.
It's an exciting time, and thank you for sharing it with us this evening. Martin Preece, Executive Vice President at Goldfields.